this podcast kind of banging, back with another one. Back with another YouTube episode.
Hey, what up,
shout YouTube out to everybody viewership. In YouTube land.
Thank you for tuning in.
Shout out, shout out. So what did you think of the first YouTube episode? What, like, and I guess what have other people said to you about it, if anything?
I liked it, oddly enough. I mean, it's still a lot. I think we have, like, we got a long ways to go for what we can do.
For sure.
But for where we are and that to be the first, it was cool. I will tell, I was looking forward to the feedback, but I also am not looking forward to the feedback. Like, good, bad, I don't be wanting to hear it because it weirds me out somewhat. Because mm-hmm. in all of this, it's like, oh, shit, now it's like, it's real. Like, now random people can see who I am and go back and listen to, oh, that's, you was, so that part of it, I'm not really a huge fan of, but it's fun. It's been a lot of love coming back, so shout out to everybody. Like, subscribe, turn on the post notifications. I got like fake giveaways I'm gonna do when we
share.
When we hit certain benchmarks, I'm gonna just do like fake giveaways. That's fair. It'll be giveaways of real shit, but it'll be fake. Like, I'm not gonna promote it. It'll just be on some, oh, you was the whatever comment. Give me your info and I'll send you.
That's fire. Keep your ear to the streets.
Yeah.
I feel like I like the episode. Like you said, we got a long way to go, but that was a good start. I feel like we started on a good foot. You know what I mean? And if that's the low end of it,
yeah.
Then we're gonna be dope. Now, with the visual, what I saw, I changed up my the way I'm wearing my headphones, because I didn't like how it was snug on my bucket hat last week.
Oh yeah. Bucket hats and what's it called? Because you're gonna get that little bend.
Yeah. Insert I don't know if it's going to be right here or over here. It'll be somewhere, but insert Paddington Bear picture, which is the feedback that I receive from myself. So you don't even got to say nothing to me because I got it. So when you see that, you're like,
that's what he was getting at.
So, but other than that, super cool. We could have bended this. And in your defense, it was me that was the hang-up. It was me that was the hang-up on the YouTube, for sure.
I said, dog, we need them visuals. And visuals
definitely said
gonna,
it. Definitely said it.
Visuals is going to put us in that.
Then it gave us...
Only thing is, I just wish some of the wilder episodes we had visuals for, so that the clips would be even funnier as we start to resurface all that old stuff.
But the crazy thing is, like, all that shit was organic and just happened out of nowhere, and... It's going to be the same thing.
It's going to be new, and that'll be video footage of some of
that. But some of that old shit was wild.
Yeah, man.
Wild. Laugh out loud moments.
Yep. I say, but if you're new, go dig into the old catalog. Check it out.
Yep, it's on all audio platforms.
Maybe we can do like...
it's on SoundCloud, Google Play,
we can reach out to the homies and do like animated shorts of the old content.
I've been said something like that would be fire. Like, even... Yeah. Just take the words.
Same audio in the background. Just have somebody draw to it.
I was thinking about even doing that with, what's the Apple shit? They're not emojis. What do the people have?
Oh, the little Apple things that look like you, but yeah.
And they just take your voice and now it's the cartoon character or whatever. Like, just doing something like that.
That'd be funny. Like, we might have to, like, loop Apple, and if it gets too crazy, though,
I hope it gets too crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, if they don't want to stop you from doing it,
then you ain't doing it.
You know,
so
what
whatever you're doing is on such a lower scale.
If they willing to turn a blind eye to you, then you ain't doing enough. So
got it.
I'm gonna keep pushing the line.
Say, we received a cease and desist.
We did receive a cease and desist.
We headed in the right direction.
And I smiled ear to ear when we got that cease and desist. I was so happy.
Look at this shit, boy. They say you got
72 hours to change this, or we're gonna take it down. We ain't changed shit. So that episode is no longer available. It's cool.
They said, okay, y'all. Yeah. We warned you.
Say, do it again. Bet you won't do it again.
I said, nope. But we still have the episode.
We still have it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we decide it's going back up.
Catch us again. That's it. Catch us again. You never know. But,
catch me again. Catch me again is nuts.
Yeah. But,
say, hey.
Again, shout out to the new YouTube community. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with this audio. And we're just going to keep giving y'all more content. Where I wanted to start off this week, I can't remember how I got here. But, by the way, I'm going to be trolling. I'm going to be trolling crazy with y'all getting a lot of Lacoste moving forward. just for the record. And you were the podcast.
I wore a podcast shirt this week. I don't know. Either way, I'm always gonna have on a podcast shirt.
He's always gonna have a podcast shirt.
That was the first episode is the only episode I'm not gonna have on a podcast shirt. Boom.
So now we're
and if I don't have on a podcast shirt, I will give you guys a reason for me not having it on.
So this is where that continuity comes into play. Mm-hmm. If you've seen that last episode, you know why both of these things were discussed on this episode, and we'll continue to build on that moving forward. I can't remember where I saw this topic at one point, but I thought about it, and I said, let's bring this to the podcast. What is the wildest reason that you can recall that you stopped talking to someone? I'm gonna say, relationship-based type thing, if you could recall something like that.
The wildest reason?
Yep. Or the pettiest reason.
Well, one, I'm notorious, don't do pop-ups. So, if you pop, in my earlier days, pop up on the crib, that's an easy way for me to not respond to you.
I got one of those, for sure.
And my car can be sitting out front. I'll be on the phone with you on some, nah. But it's, nope, I don't do pop-ups. So, popping up, that's an easy way to get deaded. But officially,
you're calling the police, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely calling the cops. Yeah. I'll give you a chance to move, on some, yo, why you come over here, and then... If it's, I just figured we could talk. All right, well.
If it take too long, the police are coming.
Cool, the cops is on their way. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know that. So if they knock on your glass, you don't overreact or do nothing crazy to make the situation wilder than it is. But you shouldn't be in front of my residence right now.
Yeah,
so,
and they're coming and I called them on you.
Yeah, and I called them. So don't call me yo, the cops is out front. I know. I'm the one that called them. Mm-hmm. And I'll bail you out. Actually, I might not.
No. She needs time to think about it.
Back then, what I would have done, called the cops. Cops pick her up, handcuffs. Damn. Oh, I was like, whoa, chill. Yo, we got to take her. She ain't want to leave. Damn. All right, we all taking that. I'm following y'all down there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They put her in the back of the car. Take mama down. I know she don't have her phone, so now I'm texting the phone all crazy. I told you, I'm calling, leaving voicemail. Yo, it's crazy. I didn't mean for things to get that crazy, but you shouldn't have popped up. I told you what it was going to be. Da-da-da-da. Hope you know what I mean.
That's a movie.
That's the first one. The second one might be, I miss you. Where you at? Why you not answering? You ain't get out yet. Being the third one, damn, three calls. And these are all back-to-back. So They're on top of each other. So I know what's going on, but I'm presenting it. I'm pretty sure that's a bad way to give it up, but that's one. But
that's gaslighting.
Yeah. So
I think that's what
you're
right.
You gaslit me by popping up.
By popping up, right?
That's the part that, but whatever. That's a different...
different topic.
But the other, a young lady, she hit my line on some, I know you had a kid, da 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 da. And it was me with my niece out at the mall. And she went berserk. So for all she knows, I have, my niece is my oldest kid in her world. And it is what it is, because I didn't think to.
You didn't clarify?
I didn't clarify none of it. I just let it be what it is. But I never spoke to that young lady again.
That's funny.
That literally was the last conversation we had. I was like, all right, I'm good on you. And
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, nah. So I'm pretty sure in her world, if she cared enough to find out, I'm pretty sure at some point she found out, wait, he don't have no kids? Nah, y'all don't got no... I just seen him. He don't have no... No, that's not...
Nah. I bet she wasn't willing to take accountability for jumping out the window like that.
Nobody takes accountability. That's a different conversation. That accountability needs a Lucy.
Yeah.
Let me put that. I'm putting that on the docket now.
Put it on the docket.
Accountability Lucy.
So for me, the pettiest thing or the pettiest reason I can remember, and this is a one of one for me, and if I could go back, I probably would have handled the situation differently. But that's hindsight 2020. That's me being more mature now. I stopped talking to this young lady, very short-lived, because she was what I presume she was a gang member. But
didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but in my older age.
That's a safe
in my older age.
I wonder how that would work.
I don't want anybody to think I'm discriminating on anybody because of their colors.
He like her now. That's you know what I mean? That's what this is. He like, hey, I know you banging. I know you first.
But I really don't know her, though.
And that's why.
I don't know her. And I didn't. I never asked her. I never asked her. So here's how I came to that conclusion. Because we text maybe for like a day, day and a half. And the letters was, like, some of the letters were swapped out. And I just couldn't. In my mind, I'm like, that's only one reason you would be changing this letter to this letter. And all of these words. And that was enough for me. Because I was like, nah.
Nope.
I was like, I don't have the mental capacity to deal with a female gang member at this stage in my life. So, yeah.
But how would that, like, that's interesting. Because you, there's all, it's always the guys in the gang and the girls, like, the innocent right. girl who got pulled into the.
So now I'm affiliated off her. And the way she even met me was crazy. It was in a parking lot somewhere. And she shouted out like, "Hey," or something. Like it was.
She booked you. Yeah, oh yeah, she's alive.
Right, but it wasn't like that. Wasn't really trippy to me the fact that she booked me. You know what I mean, but looking back at the time, if I remember the story correctly, there were like several other gentlemen with her.
That's fire.
Like her set. Like so I presume
she was with the set. Like she was.
And she booked me like, and I had girls like reach out or holler at me before, but this one's like more aggressive. It's like, "Hey,
come here, homie.
Yeah, come here, homie. Let me hey, put your number in my phone." Or put my number in your phone. Like, it was something along those lines. And I was like, all right, I ain't think nothing of it. Just a conversation.
I say, yes, out of fear.
And the thing is, I haven't changed my phone number. So if you just so happen to be watching this episode, you can still contact me. You don't know me, I'm sure, because this is like at least 15 years ago. But this really happened. But yeah, if I were to be approached by a female gang member now.
You more open to it?
I'm more open to it. I'm more open to
it. The dating pool is getting nuts.
That's what I'm saying, man. Who am I? Like, I can't just because of your colors. And that's discrimination. I'm discriminating on somebody because of their color.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? So, respect to everybody.
That's... you generate so much wild attention.
I know. And I was just... I want to say, I'm going to drop... No, I'm not going to drop... No, I'll drop the name of the place. I was just going to Dave and Buster's this night. Like, but... Buster's.
Oh, they say
she was an active gang member.
And Dave and Buster's used to be a spot.
Yeah, so I was just out.
It was one you used to. It was one you had to drive the real local. But what was it? DC was the only Dave and Buster's. It was like an hour and some change away.
I definitely remember there being a time where there was one that was super far out until before we got the one in Arundel.
Yep. Even the one in Arundel was a little bop.
Yeah, I mean for city folk. Yeah.
And if you ain't got no drive, yeah, man.
If you ain't got nowhere to, if you don't have a driver or you're not driving, there's no reason for you to think about going out there.
But that's the thing. I used to have a thing of, I reached a place where like if it was on the bus route, I didn't want to go. On some, let's go somewhere where it's chills, where there's only gonna be this amount of people here, because respectfully, brothers get on the bus and they might decide they on bullshit and they can ruin my whole night.
Very true.
And I ain't with that. So.
Very true.
Cool. You can eliminate some of the riffraff.
He said if he called them riffraff.
Yeah.
And he said
saying you can eliminate some of the potential riffraff.
Yeah, I know some of the people that are in fact riffraff.
Because I already know. Because
if it's on the bus route, I do not want to be there.
Hell no. I'm good. Nah, if everybody can.
That's not a bad criteria though.
As a person who would get on the bus and leave out to only be on nut shit.
Yeah. Nah. And you know the people that you were on the bus with.
I know who I was on the bus. I know who I'm on the bus with. So even if boom, of the crew, let's hypothetically say it's five of us. One of the five is always on nut shit. So one of us has to always kind of be like, yo,
that's fair.
This ain't the time. And nah. At some point you're like, all right, cool. You just got to remove yourself because I don't want to keep being the this ain't the time guy. However, I know y'all. So if we all in a spot and y'all decide to get crazy, it's like, oh, that's... Yo, come here. Hey, we about to bug out. You know, your people just get on up out of here. And I appreciate that. I will always appreciate that. So, yeah. If it's too accessible, not that I'm like an exclusive person, but just because I like peace,
You can't. You can't put a price on your peace of mind. No doubt.
It's impossible.
Bringing the Funko Pops out, got Prince Akeem, McDowell's Prince Akeem, and Randy Watson. If you remember that era, if you were on Twitter, if you were on, I don't know where, for me, like if you follow me, you could have been on Twitter and been completely fucking oblivious. But if you follow me, you know how crazy it was during that time and how up I was trying to get these joints. Like, so they made an appearance. Shout out to them. And we're going to keep swapping them
they
up.
Call it Ultraman. CeeLo had one with that.
What else? I've been watching these, and this is random as hell. Shout out to everybody that's on YouTube, all content creators. I've been getting heavy into this, these roast sessions on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And a homie called a fat dude, he said he was CeeLo cooked greens. And I thought that was stupid funny. He told the boy he had the code to every vending machine. like they... Dog, roast, that makes me want to get into that arena of roasting. But these brothers is next level, and, like, I wouldn't survive, but that...
That used to be my bag, like, back in my, back when my old... I forgot I changed Twitter handle. So there's an old Twitter handle. I'm going to search it and see if, like, those old tweets pop up. Because that might have been when I was, like, wilding.
I have an old Twitter handle, too. And only reason I have this one is because I could not get back into that one. And this was, like, I don't think I only might have had that one for, like, a week or something. And this is when it's, like, what is Twitter? Like, am I even fucking with Twitter yet? And I completely lost that one. I feel like I got a... I'm a young boy in there, too. I got a picture. I feel like I got a dress shirt on. a blue collar shirt.
Our fashion... That's
nuts.
We were wilding. It was no reason to have on 3X button downs.
Nah.
That's insane.
Nah, this one was legit. This one wasn't a 3X button down. This one was a...
Oh, this was before the Steve Madden whole...
This appropriate. Now, 4X. This is after. It's like 09.
Okay.
It's like 09.
It was still nasty.
It was still nasty then, but this one was good. This was a good shirt.
Okay.
This was an official good shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Express is going... What is it, bankrupt? They out of business?
Are they?
Yeah.
Should.
Express is on some bullshit.
Them prices was
bugged out.
Yeah, all right. So they dropped the prices, y'all. Expeditiously?
Looks that way. They keep texting me all types of promotional codes. I'm responding. And shout out to everybody who, again, liked, subscribed, and tuned into the YouTube, because I went into all my old contacts. Almost all.
Okay. But you got it. There's some that's definitely red flags.
If you've ever texted me, you should have gotten a link to the YouTube. Like, the people that be texting me trying to buy my house, I sent the little text. So what I did was sent the teaser out to see if, like, these people, like, some of them, like, hey, they respond, boop, yep. Hey, check out this link for me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because you responded, so now I got you.
I know you're here. I know you're now a live person. Yep,
you thought I was coming back to sell his house. No. I got a text from somebody, hey, go vote for such and such in your local district. I said, how you get this number? Oh, your number pops up because we collect da da da. Oh, all right, cool. Here, check out this
YouTube. So. Yeah, I will say anybody I reached out to that said, hey, check out the YouTube. They was like, oh, already subscribed and whatever. And I appreciate y'all for that. I don't know if y'all telling the truth, but I'm assuming y'all are.
The numbers ain't gonna lie.
Not gonna lie, but we definitely can't see the names. You know what I mean? So. You got saving grace there, but if everybody subscribe and them numbers are the same, somebody
lying.
Somebody ain't subscribed.
So please don't make me press you in person.
That's a fact, though.
I'm not above it. I'm above it for some people, but some people are like, nah.
I'm not above. Oh, let me show you this video on YouTube.
Ooh.
And then go on to the page.
Let me see.
Yo, this ain't subscribed.
Did you see this? So, yeah, I'm about to show you now.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, that's you. Oh, my fault.
Oh, my goodness. So, I thought you were subscribed, though.
So, I thought you... Uh-huh. I did.
Oh, okay. Right, cool. Well, let's just resubscribe here, man, because we don't want.
I don't want this to happen again. So yeah. Subscribe. I'm gonna go ahead and like it on your behalf. Put a little comment.
I'm gonna write a comment just in case.
Now we all good. Now everything is square. Now we good.
Oh yeah, definitely. Them comments will help too. I like the good comments.
Don't compliment me behind closed doors. Do it where everybody can see it.
Let everybody see. I thought you guys were so funny when you had said such and such and such and such.
Tell everybody
at timestamp.
Yeah, do the research.
Yep.
Clip it up. Post it since it's so funny and you like it so much.
You love it.
This is where they don't.
This is your favorite podcast.
I ain't doing none of that shit. Fuck y'all.
Oh yeah, and then just listening to the podcast again, just random shit, like the intro. Like,
oh yeah, they listen. Go ahead, man.
Clipped up the intro. The intro. Let me give you background on the intro. Intro was so old. Intro is like 20 years? No, not 20. Like 18 years old. It's an old, old, old song I did. And that part just fit perfectly where it said, you see me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take a look at your boy. You see him. Mm-hmm. This is what I got going on in my mind.
That was fire.
Yeah, so that was dope. So I thought that was, that's chills. But
at some point, we got to work on maybe having drops.
Yeah.
But I'm all for the, I love the,
That's cool, too. Excuse me.
But how was your week? I mean, I know, like, this is one of those where we've seen each other a lot this week, so. More consistent. I don't know how it works, but yeah. How was your week, man?
Week was cool. Just a standard work week. It was a lot of work on the podcast, like, just to be honest.
Yeah, man. Yo, my dog was hitting me. Like, yo, Bing, check this out. I'm like, what the fuck? You really are, like, locked in.
Yeah, I'm really. And that's the thing. Like, I'd be super. It's either one or the other. I'm either super locked in or I'm super detached. Like, I can't find that middle ground. So when it came time to get back active with the podcast and do the visuals, like,
It's like a new toy almost. It's something for you to tinker in and get that create, because the creativity is there. It's just a matter of tinkering and getting it right.
And I'm in such a, and I'm in a very creative bag right now, so I'm definitely sending out a lot of ideas. Like, yo, what you think of this?
Boom. I tried to make a beat for the intro. Hey, Metro, I don't care what Drake says about you and your drums. You are very talented. Like, because I'm thinking I'm putting something together, and when I played it back, it sounded nuts.
Dog, I can't do
that. But I did find a small pocket. I can't do that at all. I found a small pocket, and if I loop that, we might have something.
I tried that once before many, many years ago, and I was like, yeah, I can understand why there's a select set of guys that actually do this at a very high level. I'll stick to rapping.
Pull from samples and that level of creativity is insane.
Yeah, it is,
and needs to be shouted out more. So yeah, but yeah, man, I'm gonna say I appreciate it. Like, I know that's where that'll be the origin story for when we get on and we break up. It's gonna be, yo, he was in the background doing all the edits. And that's the thing, like, I never understand how, like, folks get on and then they split up, or their creative differences get so out of hand that they can't work together.
Cause yeah, that's crazy.
If we started, like, we started with nothing, so anything that comes in is up.
Yeah, if we got an issue, like, we just gonna handle it. We handle that shit on the podcast, I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna be entertainment at that point. Yep. Like,
it's gonna turn into... If we just come straight in, sit down, yo, hit record, yo. Yep. So off rip, your man over here, da 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 da. There's nothing would be hidden.
Yep, facts. Third party mediator potentially as the, you know what I mean, the third host. Hold up.
Yeah, come here, because your man, we can't
do the show without you. Mm-hmm. But we doing the show.
We doing it. It's gonna happen. So.
Might do that shit on a split screen via Skype, but nah. If the podcast moving, it's moving. We ain't do all this for nothing. You know what I mean? Everybody gonna have to put their pride aside and come to the table, literally.
Right here.
Yep. Right here. Table talk.
I'm here, dog. I don't know what you want to do, like.
Facts. What we doing?
Shout out to my guy. If we're highlighting, I went with the Spidey theme. My dog turned 5, so.
Shout out to my
oldest kid. We threw him a little party. Appreciate you popping out.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Young King.
And yeah, like, kids will rip and run. But it went very smoothly. We got in, got out. Everybody got their gift bags, candy. Hopefully everybody's kids exerted some energy, so y'all have a little bit of an easier day. Time is flying, man.
Yeah, it is, for all the right and wrong reasons, generally speaking.
And look, enjoy it while you can.
Yep.
I got a nice run in this morning. Yo, I'm going to be posting more often, too. I got to remember homie's name, because I'm going to shout him out on the videos. It's these two cats in New York that, like, work out outside.
Oh yeah, heavy. You sent me the.
They heavy on their calisthenics, homie. Be doing one arm pull ups, muscle ups, core work, crazy, and they just be out and about getting busy.
You know who else do it all that shit?
Who that?
Jadakiss.
Oh yeah,
Jadakiss go crazy on this New York City street fitness.
That's what I want to be able to go up next time I'm in New York. I can just pull up on a light pole, bong bong, yeah, bong bong bong, yep, get busy. Cause the homies' videos, like, they're. they do their own voiceover, so the homie be talking. They like, see, look at that. I'm getting good money. That's good money.
That's good money. You're
not getting that money because you lazy. And I'm watching the video. He like, damn, you watching me get money. You lazy? Are you lazy? I'm like, damn, I'm not lazy. Bet. Say right, less.
Get to it.
So now I'm getting to it. I'm doing diamond push-ups at work. I'm doing regular sets. I'm doing shoulder taps, knees, the whole spiel. So when I find your tag again and I remember your name, I'm going to definitely add you in my next video on some appreciate you, motivated this, da-da-da-da-da. Because that's one thing I do notice. I'm cool with showing love because I'm legit showing love. I don't think people like showing love.
Yeah, that's nothing new. But it's okay, though.
Yeah, it's cool. I get it. I can understand because I've definitely shown love and then, like, the person I show love to kind of, like, shit on it, like, yeah. I'm like, damn, I mean, that doesn't do anything for me because it doesn't change how I felt. However, now I might not double back. Like, now I'm, you know what I mean?
And that's fair.
It's like, eh, all right, cool. That's how you give it up. I ain't know it was that. I'm going to go ahead and take my business elsewhere.
I need to get back on the workout game. I'm going to say I hadn't did push-ups in a super long time, but yesterday I spilled, like, some liquor. And you know, the penalty for that is, like, 10 push-ups. Shit was light.
Yeah, 10 light. 10 I can't even remember. That's what's crazy. 10 is... Mm-mm.
10 is light. I remember a time in life when I couldn't do 10, though, as a young boy. Like, so when you think back on your journey, whatever it is, the further you think back, the more amazed you'll be, potentially.
What's ill is I weigh more now, but I can do more, like, push-ups, all that. Like, it's ill. But,
that's using your body. Pause.
Yeah, I'm working on it, because, what's this, April, May, June, and now that we got the visuals, June, I'm going to look a little, yeah, I mean.
That's dope.
June, I'm going to start looking different.
That's dope. I wish there would have been visuals for a lot of the stuff journey. That's happened previously, but that's okay. We're here now. We got visuals. We're going to continue to have visuals. And we're just going to rock out.
Music? Any music kickoff?
It's
been quiet.
And it has been.
I'm done with, just to get it out the way, I don't even care anymore.
I feel like the industry is kind of at a standstill waiting for what's next in this Kendrick-Drake saga. And Drake is on some, like...
I'm on your neck.
I'm ready. Pause. And it's, I heard he got another one dropping this week, so that would be a third one. The Tupac estate sent him a cease and desist over that use of the Tupac AI in TaylorMade, so that got, like, removed from... That was
so nutty, man.
That got removed from the internet. I'm thinking that's what that means. I know he's at least not promoting it, like, it's off of his page or wherever it was originally. But what I don't like and what I don't respect, and this is even bigger than this particular battle, is people taking a long time to respond. Like, even back in the day, that was unacceptable. But now, in the era of such technology and people having access to mobile studios and their own studios, like, there's no reason for it to take weeks for an artist to come out with a response, if that's what they're going to do. Right? And I don't care how potent you are with the pen, how intricate you are with your rhymes, if it take you 2-3 weeks, nah, you're not an athlete in the sport that I'm vouching for. You know what I mean?
So you don't get busy.
Yeah, and it's not that you're not nice, because when that come out and it's 3 weeks later, it's still gonna be fire, right? But it's like, damn, 3 weeks. So now when the ball come back in 24 hours or whatever the case is, now what?
I mean, it. I feel like if it's fire, it's fire. If you can do that rapidly, like if you can immediately get back to it, then so be it. But
I mean, no, it's fire. But you took 3 weeks, boom. Now he responds in 24 hours. His is fire, and it's directly related to what you said. Now, how much time are we giving you for this reply? Like, that's are we fair. Giving you another 3 weeks? Another 2 weeks? Nah. That at that point. K.O.
Yeah, once y'all get into the back and forth and it's rapping and it's really up, then you can't take the hiatus.
I'm going to tell you what one of my favorite battles was of all time. Probably a lesser known battle unless you're really in the culture. Joe Buttons and Ransom.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely...
That's 24 hours. That's was back to back to back. Like,
yo, you said what?
They had time.
Immediately, bang.
Yeah.
It's up here. It's played. It's live response. But they should got...
It got out of hand. That's the type of activity I want in my battle. So I want that quick response.
Minus the out of hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it in hand.
Keep it on wax. Keep it on the topic, which is the music and the artistry. Now, you could mix in the street stuff within the words, but don't take it off of that number one thing, which is that studio recording. Mm.
Please don't take it off of that number one thing. Don't let that go over your heads. But yeah, I'm like, at this point, it's almost weird for Kendrick to kind of respond because everybody else has kind of chimed in. And it seems like he's the type of person that wouldn't want to be looped in with everybody.
That could be another reason.
I need to stand on my own. I want you to know this smoke is for you and I'm on your head top. That's it. And that's all. But yeah, it's cool. It had its chance. It had its chance to be crazy. So if Kendrick never responds, he, I guess, initiated it with like that. So he started it. Drake responded. Cool. Call it a wash. Call it what you want. Just back to music. Because the summertime's too wavy anyway. Yeah. And I don't know if I want to hear a whole bunch of...
A whole bunch of dissing
in the summertime anyway. I tell you what's going to get a lot of bump in the summer, this Future album.
I was riding around listening to Shade 4-5 today. Who Kids Show.
Ooh.
And he was playing like a whole bunch of diss tracks back to back. And what's funny is the internet, if you watch it or if you seek, you will find. I found this wild video breaking down, well, the conspiracy theory, so to speak, of the Drake push-up song and the Who Kid tag. And it was like, why is there a Who Kid tag? They was like, he's not affiliated with G-Unit. Who Kid didn't talk on there, whatever, whatever. And it was like, he says something along the lines of Whitney's bodyguard or something like that. And Kendrick Lamar's...
Homie did go... If we watched the same video, he went crazy. Homie went wild.
Kendrick Lamar's wife is Whitney.
Whitney and
the
bodyguard. And he pulled up the cat. When I'm not that invested into complete strangers, but I'm like, some of that stuff I wouldn't even thought about.
That's
like,
fire.
That's if he's going that crazy.
So long story short,
he's wild.
The Who Kid tag in his mind, in his theory, is because Kendrick Lamar's kid is not his own because his wife Whitney cheated with a bodyguard.
Jesus Christ.
And that's what the Who Kid tag is about. Now, if Drake did that, he's diabolical. And I really just said that not to spread that rumor, but just because of how funny the internet can be
with
these type of theories. Like,
that's crazy.
All I'm thinking is, damn, it's fire that there's a Who Kid tag at the beginning because of
and not
the
nostalgia. Even thinking who, oh my.
Like, whose kid? Come on.
Oh.
But, again, I'm not promoting that. I'm not saying it's true. I have no knowledge of anything, but that is just hilarious to me that somebody made a video about that. And they broke down, like, why that's the case. Like,
that's crazy.
And that just feeds to the point that I think I may have said before, that you can spin any narrative you want because you can find information that'll support it.
That's the same boy that was like, when he says splits, he's talking about literal splits, album splits, and then you're divorced. Like that, because...
No, I think it's a different guy. No, that's a different
guy. The video I was watching, he was bugging. Like, that's a different guy. He was nitpicking every little... I mean, but hey.
And everybody has their thing. Yeah.
So,
interpretation. I saw
the homie broke down the Like That verse, and it got crazy. I'm like, wait, you pulled all that from this? Maybe I'm not as invested as I thought it was, because I don't go, and I like to think I'm like one of the guys that catches a few things that maybe the naked ear doesn't necessarily catch, but I ain't tapped in like that.
I would like to say I've learned that I miss a lot. Like,
and which is cool.
Because some of these brothers are super intricate within these bars. And that just speaks to their artistry more so than I think it speaks to my lack of knowledge. Like, because I like to think I'm pretty good with that type of stuff as a quote-unquote lyricist himself from time to time.
There he is.
But
Talk to him.
But that's also when I realized, hey, this isn't for me. Like, I stopped rapping for so long. And I started to pick it up, or I started to think about picking it up at different times over that time period. And I started hearing what was out there. And I was like, nah, these brothers is different. Like, especially even battle rappers and the way they give it up, which is a totally different method.
There's supposed to be a decent battle rap card coming up, too.
Battle rap been kind of quiet as far as...
the actual field of.
Yeah, yeah. The field.
Which I would have thought they would have been jumping all over the place to kind of get, pick up some form of momentum just off the strength.
They said, I know Smack is building for this this Nitty and Lux battle that's coming.
Mm.
So I think a lot of the pot is there, and they're gonna build up for that crazy.
That's tough.
Yeah, but shout out to Smack. Shout out to ARP. I think they said ARP retired or he's retiring or something like that.
But these are battle rap leagues. If you're not familiar,
that's a fact. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Shout out to Chrome 23, Remy's League. I don't know all the leagues.
Nah.
What else?
Don't even give me the line.
KOD, King of the Dot.
Shout out to our league.
Yep.
We need to start up. You know what? I say this all the time. And if anybody that's new to the pod or YouTube and all that fun stuff, please leave some local Baltimore artists under the comments that I can tune into. Because I want to support. But every time I try, I just can't get into the few that I found. Some of it doesn't sound too bad, but like I ain't really with the gunplay, blah, blah, rah, rah, OD too much. And living here kind of is, it's like, all right, dog.
Like, it's really like that.
Yeah, it is really. And some of the people I know, actually, no, I don't know none of these people. Nope. I don't know nobody. Fuck that. Keep me, because that's your. You know what I mean? Put this in negative. But yeah, I'm interested in listening to some of the local talent. You know what I mean? Maybe we can get into like a little local, hey, if you heard this person. But I doubt we.
Yeah, I like the idea.
I just like new music, so.
And I have not been keeping up with new music, like I said last week. And I'm trying to get better at that. But if I'm being honest, within the past week, I've taken no steps towards being any better at that.
That's so. Cool. Yo, life. Life be lifing.
It does.
It's very hard to, hell, even with this, like, it's very hard to stay in the mix of stuff.
Like, and it's hard to add stuff, like, to your schedule. Your schedule's already packed for the most part, you know what I mean? So to add something new and then to make it stay there consistently to an extent, that's tough. Like, this podcast has changed formats, like, a few different times. It's changed recording dates a few different times.
Facts.
And, I mean, it'll change again if need be. Like, such is life. But
we're here. That's the one thing. We back in full effect.
Even fuller swing than before. Like, we left.
Came back.
We left, regrouped.
A little hiatus.
We going to get y'all the visual. We going to get y'all the pod. We going to stagger releases. Like,
clips and all that fun stuff.
Real shit. This is real.
Let's see. So music, yeah. I honestly think, like you said, until it's like completely clear and it seems like everybody's kind of chilling and they've all gone to their respective corners, I don't think we get nothing else music wise for quite some time. That's nuts.
And if you're watching the visual.
Yeah, we got the Clippers game.
Yeah, we got the game on right now.
That's insane. That's
what we're looking at. If you see us looking down,
that's not.
If you're not player. If you're not watching the visual, then disregard that. It don't matter. You have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, but hey.
But as you see, we're still podcasting. We're still very active in the
NBA playoffs are in full swing,
and they wait for no one.
Wait for nobody. Kings. The King survived.
Yeah, he did.
And they talking like they're gonna come back and win the series, which they should.
They saying that's a part of the storyline from the NBA greatest of all time. Down 0-3, come back, be the first player to win, be a part of the first team, because of course it wouldn't be all him that did it, but be a part of the first team ever to come back from now 0-3 en route to his fifth championship.
Nah.
And now who the GOAT?
If that gentleman wins a title this year, all right. Although I really want to get a few people in the room and have the debate of who is the best.
Like, if I'm in the room,
I know who it is. Like, I know who it is. I know who I believe it to be. But I'm wishy-washy.
I believe it's the kid from Akron. Like, he's done a lot.
He's done too much.
He's done a lot.
He might be too good.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm not even going to get into my speaking of too good, because we'll stick on this NBA joint right here.
Damn donuts I got from the farmer's market, the local joint that be on Sundays.
Okay.
Strawberry crumble. Too good.
Speaking of crumble, the damn Suns, they're down 0-3. They're fighting for their playoff lives tonight.
0-3. Yeah, they getting...
Anthony Edwards is on a... He's on a mission right now. Dropped 36 last game after having a very rough game three. I mean, very rough game two. So.
And he... And even off the rough game two, they won.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He's... That's a... They got a nice situation on their hands. And they run into Denver next round. I believe that's how the bracket is set up.
Luka blew two free throws. I hate that. I need all them points.
That's a tough draw to get to fight through all the that. Suns that had to go see the winner of that Nuggets Lakers series.
And that's then, your reward. Your reward is Jokic. That's a push off. That's a foul, Paul.
And what's the winner of this series? What's the other West? Damn. They play tonight.
I don't have access to my phone currently. Right. Who else is in the playoffs?
4 or 5. Shit. I guess I could use my phone. That's what it's here for. And I have all this fancy technology to use.
I can't tell. That's crazy because that's something I should know. Not because I'm such a basketball aficionado, but because...
I like to believe I'm a basketball aficionado.
That's not that much information. That's only 8 teams. That's 8 teams to keep track of.
Yep. But, so... I tell you what's got my...
You got Lakers, Denver.
It's all that goddamn betting.
Timberwolves, Suns, Dallas, Clippers. Oh, they played yesterday. That's Pelicans and...
The Pelicans and the Thunder.
Pelicans and Thunder. Yeah, they're going home. They get
the winner of the Clippers-Mavericks series.
They going home.
Who?
The Pelicans. Yeah,
the Pelicans are done.
Pelicans
are
going home.
Unfortunately. And what's crazy is that matchup would look wild if Zion was playing healthy.
It would look a lot better.
He looked like he was going really...
But got injured in the playing, dropped 40.
Can't not get healthy or can't stay healthy.
It's too much weight. When you 300 and you jumping out the gym, it's difficult.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to do some of that. Yeah. That's like the, I don't really care about the NFL draft, so I can't,
I didn't watch any of the draft. I know that, all I know is the Giants, their first round pick was, what's his name? Nabbers?
Nabbers, yeah, they picked a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Because they
as needed, yes.
They keep rocking with Daniel Jones, so.
Thank you. Thank you for getting a wide receiver. I don't know how good that gentleman is, but I know that that is definitely a position of need for that particular team.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But yeah, I'm locked in. I'm looking forward to the rest of the games after we finish recording and getting into our edit bag and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put a couple late night parlays in.
Yes, sir.
Need those to keep hitting.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, man, I be spending money on a game.
On what game?
2K.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to go spend some money on the game tonight just because I made a new build and I'm addicted to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what you work for.
But here, listen, my reel got a couple thousand plays, so I feel like I'm popping. So I just got to keep giving the people what they want.
And they want more of your 2K content. Yeah,
they want me to spend my hard-earned money on a video game that I've already spent money on to not bring any money back in.
Yeah.
Because it ain't, you know what I mean?
I mean, but then you come and talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then from what people think, the podcast is really generating money.
Oh, but they think we out of here.
Yeah.
And I like it. Keep thinking it, but.
Keep subscribing, too.
Keep subscribing.
And keep liking and keep commenting and y'all all keep that. And one of these days.
Because, listen, I promise y'all ain't never seen nobody cut up, but I'm going to cut up for the people. Like, I want it for me. Don't get it twisted. But I'm really going to give it back.
I'm definitely for the people. For sure.
The gang. Like, y'all are just going to be sponsoring all of me and my home. Like, our fun stuff. I'm going to just be transparent about it. Like, yo, we lit. We caught this deal. Woo, 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 woo. We busting a pie down like this. I'm throwing money over here. It's over here. That's it. I had a dream. I hit a, it was probably nuts. So, you know how you go through the fantasy of, oh, if I win the lottery, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da.
That's the brother's number one fantasy.
The first thing, I went into the local strip club and went crazy. bugged out.
That's fire.
Was in there.
Show mad love.
Show crazy love. And rolled out. Wasn't in there long. Just came through. Bink. Cashed me out.
I'm sure they appreciated
it. Rolled out. Had a blast. I ain't do nothing crazy.
That's good.
I kept the same vehicle. Went back. Me and, like, it was like a brief moment. But a whole bunch of stuff happened in that brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it was lit. So just know once, that's how you know we up. Like when y'all start seeing me at, you know what I mean? Y'all know. And I'm in there giving it up crazy. Just know we inked a deal with somebody.
Oh, and anybody that's looking to ink a deal with us.
Yeah, insert. This is the promotional part so we can get in. If you are playing, say, use whatever, whatever. Bing, here's your, we'll put your little logo pop up somewhere around here. Got you.
Yep, that's where to go.
Got you.
Shout out to such and such.
It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just, that's going to be another little, until we get a sponsor, you know, just know, we got the space built in.
Yeah, we got the ad space already.
Ad space. I mean, everybody else, nobody else got ad space like we got ad space.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
I'm just chilling. I'm lightly throwing that out there. Like, I ain't even, man.
Like, but you see how easily we promote your stuff right now? Like, come on.
Said I'm promoting. Let me promote me. Like, go get a.
Yep, get a podcast tee. You see the podcast tees? Boom.
That ain't available.
I mean, if you want them, they're available.
So, yeah, hey, we here for you, man. But, and we nice on time, man.
Very good on time.
This is
running very smoothly.
A great fucking week, man. Oof, that's tough. That might be the only drawback to having the visual and that going is those moments where it's like, oh, it's getting crazy.
But that's cool though. That's a live reaction. That's, yeah. That's, you know what I mean, y'all wanted the visuals,
but they record.
Because we could have did this. We've done this before without visuals.
We've done way worse. Well, remember, didn't we do an episode where we was playing a game? Like, we were actively playing 2K and recording a podcast? Maybe. That might be wild.
Nah, we didn't do that. Because that would have been all types of clicking in the podcast.
Yeah.
But we did.
But there was something going on. There was something,
yeah.
Maybe it was Super 2K going on in the background while we were. But even still, I don't think we'd have heard the...
Nah, there was something for sure something, that we done, though.
But...
certainly a lot of sports and then movies and movies on mute. And
movies been low lately. Are there any good movies coming out?
I mean, Hollywood, they say that money ain't there. Streaming killed, like, the theater experience is what they say. Movies be flopping all crazy.
Nah, I tell you what killed the theater experience, adding all that goofy shit to the movie theater experience. Like, going in, popcorn, soda, candy. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at comfortable seats, but
they got them recliners for you now.
Yeah, I don't want to I mean, when I'm at home, I want to do that, and I don't mind the option in the theater, which I like. I like that it's an optional. Like, I like that I can look over and my wife can be knocked the fuck out sleep after I spent all this money on these movie tickets. Mm-hmm. And y'all gave it this vibrating, heat sensitive, heated reclining, vibrating cup holder. Like, I'm here to watch a movie, dog. I'm not here to lay back with my feet. Because at this point, now I'm taking my shoes. Like, what are we doing?
They want you cozy.
They want you wild cozy so you don't want to ever leave the theater. No, I'm going to be here for a little while. Let me enjoy this movie. I appreciate a comfortable chair. Like, remember when it was just some theaters ain't had a, like, it was auditorium seat where you couldn't move, and in the theaters they got the, he was like, oh, this is crazy. I'm cool. I like that we've gone past that, but, like, it don't gotta be that. They got the couples joint where it's a love seat with the joint that swing around to hold you. That's too much.
You know what I'm just now realizing?
$30 that chicken. Come on, man.
That they eliminated? They eliminated the free double feature.
That's because movies longish now.
Nah, but because now you got to reserve seats. So if you want to go sneak into another movie, that's somebody pulling up. I didn't even just think about that till right now. Excuse me, these are my seats.
Come in, man.
But if you smart, you would check the movie to see what seats are available.
Laid out. Ooh.
And then you go sit in the seat.
I'm sitting front row, bugged out.
You in there.
front row.
That's the workaround. The workaround is, all right, go to Fandango, whatever. Check for the
Fandango seat.
Fandango. You know what I mean?
Is Fandango still a thing?
Yeah.
I used to like the little commercials. I get the fan, but Fandango, I don't know what the dangos
were. I think it's, what else is Fandango? You got a movie. You got cinema.
Dog, let me tell you. I'm probably age myself, which is fine. Remember calling you dial movie phone.
Yeah, movie phone.
Such and such plays at 4:15.
You used to have to check the newspaper to see what movies was going at what time.
Trying to plot a date around a newspaper, movie phone, no money, no transportation.
Weather. You know what I mean? You don't want to be out in the cold. I mean, no, out in the rain with no transportation.
Mm. Yeah, man.
I mean, you would, though, but that's just nasty. You at least want to be prepared for it.
Dog.
Life, man. You didn't live the whole life and continue to live it.
Yeah.
Just different.
But yeah, like, I want to go
different levels of it.
I think the movie theaters put too much dip on their chip. Them shits look like lounges now. You walk into the movie, they got an open bar. Like,
they definitely got a whole bar for you, depending on where you go.
You chilling at the movie theater looking nuts.
They got a whole bistro for you, too. They've expanded beyond
you getting
candy and popcorn.
You getting small brick oven pizza. Come on,
it's a
fam.
Fact.
What are we doing?
Brick oven pizza. I remember.
I don't want a brick oven pizza. I love brick. Don't get it twisted. Oh, back to the farmer's market. I need to remember these people's names so I can properly shout them out. Cuz made the wooden in the oven joint on the big wooden
what,
paddle.
Pizza?
Yeah.
That's the brick oven, ain't it?
Went crazy. Joint right in front of you. Threw it in there. It was mom and pop. It was a son and pop joint.
Mm.
Pop was on the side. Bang. Throw the salt. He throwing the bread up.
I like to see families together like that.
Throw the sauce on. Son come through with the big wild wooden spatula. Bomb, grab it. Throw it in there. You see the crust bubble up in real time.
You ever seen the
pizza like
that,
was so good.
You ever seen the at-home brick oven that they got for you?
Nah, that ain't nothing I need.
Like, they got you. It's like a grill. You can have that joint outdoors.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Nice brick oven. Serve your pizza. Mix your pizza up like you like to make. Put it in there. Now it's a brick oven. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's nothing. I don't think their numbers is crazy on that neither. But
you saying I could probably get a brick up? Yeah, let me.
You do the math.
I'll do the math. I'll see what it's looking like after this.
You can have your own brick oven pizza.
Tell you what about having your own. As I'm gearing up. So we reached this. It's that time of the year again. If you follow the podcast and you follow me, you know how I give it up. It's time to get the AC fixed on the truck again.
You riding around in a brick oven.
Yeah, in fact, I'm definitely riding around in a brick oven. And I naturally sweat. So I'm a heavy sweater off rip. So being hot, heavy sweater, it's not a great combination. So I'm going to get that out the way sooner than I normally do. Then I got to get house stuff. Like, that ownership and having your own and, you want to get out and get on your own and do your own thing. And it's nothing like your own. Nothing like your own because you own it, but you got to be on it.
You better make sure you got your own money.
You got to make sure you got your
and
own
lots
money.
Lots of it because you can never tell what's going to break. And
fam,
it breaks, it's going to cost.
I got to replace my steps. The steps, crazy. Some outside the house shit. I got to fix some outside the house shit to make sure the inside
some
of the
steps
house
have been there.
Steps that's been there.
You supposed to be able to step on them. That's
I'm stepping on you. What you doing? Them shit's about to crumble. My shit's look like a look like a, you know, you break into like a Disney castle and like, you know, if you step on the step wrong, it's just gonna crumble. You fall into a different universe. Yeah.
Easy remedy for that.
What's that?
Can't nobody come over because now you're wearing down the life of my steps even faster. So it's only gonna be only the people that live here come through. You know what I mean? If we gonna try to stretch these steps out for as long as we can.
Say, listen, B don't have nobody at his crib, so man.
Say, y'all have.
You know why, right? Say, nah, why? Should I went over his house over there? Steps.
Say, y'all having steps? All this motion. Y'all having get togethers. Yeah. It's 10, 15 people. 15. That's about 200 steps. Yeah, I mean, you multiply that. No wonder my steps is fucked
my
up.
My steps is fur. You know want to sit on the steps? You want.
You
nah.
sitting? You sitting on the steps? Nah. You bugging. These steps is not for sitting.
These steps is for stepping. If you ain't stepping, step.
Step. Yep.
Dog, fixing outside of the home for interior protection is wild.
Yeah.
But because my steps are so janky, it's causing leaks and floods in other places.
Hate
and not the good ones.
Hate to hear it, and I hate that I can relate to it. That's the even bigger thing. It's a different placement, but steps outside nonetheless, causing inside damage. I'll
tell you what, man.
Inside issues.
I've said it, and I'm just keep saying it. Y'all ain't got to go nowhere. When the kids get, you know what I mean? Hopefully, I'm in a bigger spot, but I ain't. It's crazy outside.
Stay here
until you start bugging out. And once you start bugging out, nah, you can dip.
You got to go.
So you.
Remember all that time I said you could stay? Mm-hmm. That time's passed now.
So if you doing this, if this what you think you're doing, nah. Anything we didn't touch on, Paul?
Of course.
It's a ton of stuff.
But, you know what I say? I'll say I've gone back and listened to the most random of podcasts that we've had. And I don't know how to describe it, but no matter what we talk about, it works. From where I'm podcasting. It works.
But that's how it's supposed to be.
And I would like other people's OPO. Opinion on that.
Other people's opinion.
Yeah, I want other people's opinion on that. Like, am I geeking? Or are these podcasts very, very well
put together?
Yeah. They're not written. They're not scripted.
Imagine if we started a script. I'm too goofy to stick to a script, I've come to realize. Because even when I'm trying to stick to a script, but like when we say, all right, we're doing this.
That just reminded me of something. We definitely used to do that. Just from a topic standpoint, we ain't never said, say this, make sure you say this. But that just reminded me of something. I don't know if I want to bring it up now because I feel like it's disrespectful.
It's fucking shit.
Because of how late it is in the podcast. So maybe I'll just save it till next one.
This one, I'm going to start dissing my friends too. Right about the, yep. About the hour mark is when I'm going to start sneak dissing, y'all. Because I want to see if they're
listening to them.
I'm going to throw something. I'm going to start throwing a little nugget right here and see who pick up on it. Not this episode, though, because now you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Now your little ears done perked up. And you know I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you.
Oh, but this is the point where I'll say shout out to everybody that I already said this. But shout out to everybody that watched the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because
this
I had somebody talk to me about...
Actually, was you single?
No. They talked to me about rocking Lacoste.
Mmm.
Because I rocked Lacoste yesterday. It was like, I see you rocking Lacoste. And I was like, okay, I know you watch the podcast now. So thank. Well, you watched, listened, whatever. Like, one or the other. Either way, you showed love. What's appreciate
it. When I pop out with a Lacoste. Which
there it is.
Because I'm a little guy.
There it is. Like, and I'm chilling. But,
now, when I put these little homies on the cut, that's when it's going to get crazy.
That's tough. Definitely appreciate it all. And I think I might stick with the bucket hat aesthetic for a little bit. Especially now that we're in the warmer months.
And now that there's visual, the hat is by Straight Cash. I will shout my dog out because that's like, yeah. So if you like the little trucker joint, tap and Jimmy Straight Cash, he'll get you squared away.
That's fire. That's funny.
We go. And look, that's the organic shout out. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, tap in.
That's it?
I mean... I'm cool with closing it on that. Time-wise, we knocked this one out the park. I feel like I'm back in... Back in fighting shape, baby.
Oh, shout out to Ryan Garcia. He knocked out...
No. Oh, yeah, he did. He knocked Cuz out. He wasn't supposed
to. He knocked him down three times. And he won. He won the fight. So shout out to Ryan Garcia.
He was supposed to be the one that was... I don't follow boxing, so if I'm wrong, flame me up in the comments. But the dude that got knocked out was crazy. Haney was talking crazy to Tank.
His pops, Bill Haney, be talking crazy. He's really the one. He's the LeVar Ball
of boxing.
Of boxing dads.
Yikes. Like, well, he gonna have some explaining to do.
But the difference with him and LeVar is, Bill Haney be on like street shit. Like, he be talking crazy. He's from Oakland.
Shout out to the Bay Area. You already know what that is.
He talked crazy. Him and Floyd had a back and forth on live, I want to say. And he was on some, like, fuck you. Like, he said, if your kids is out in the street, you's a bitch. And your kids is outside. And what I did is I seen them. And I told the homies to bag back. That's Mayweather. Those are Mayweather kids.
Damn.
He said, but they shouldn't even be out there. Like... And it's just funny. I'll be watching all this stuff. I just like content, I think, because I'm not invested in none of it. But when I come across stuff like that...
I mean, got a point.
It entertains me. And yeah, he's not wrong. I mean, it's wild to call a man a bitch or, like, whatever. But hey, some shout people out. You gotta get it off how you get it off.
Yeah, respect to cuz. I don't want to know what you mean.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. So just another good episode. I feel like we should maybe start like dapping up at the beginning of the episode, like on some visual shit.
I feel like it'll naturally.
We shouldn't do that shit. We ain't been doing it. I ain't gonna hold you. Hug up. Just adding shit like how are you. Yeah,
whole bunch. But that's the beauty of them pre-recording. So like when we all that set up and all that fun stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That kind of counts in that. And then once we get the third up here, I think it'll be a little more lively.
That third podcaster. That third
hey, if you're interested in joining, you know what I mean, come up. We're gonna do a little.
We do a test.
We do have a few guests lined up.
We're gonna do a screen test. We're gonna see. Mm-hmm. I need to know how many other podcasts you've been on. What episodes, so I can check them out.
Yep, I need to see your previous content.
Yep, I need to know your social media account so I can see how you talk on there, because that's going to be a part of the podcast, too.
You affiliated with all that, because, yep.
If you're an active gang member.
Can't just have anybody. You are heavy on the gang.
She was a gang member.
Yeah?
She was. And I turned a blind eye on her. I could have maybe saved her from the streets.
Or she did corrupt you. Or,
that's the flip side, which is why I had to cut her off immediately.
Put you in one game.
Yep, but she ain't seem to take too much. She ain't seem to take that as too much disrespect, because I never received any backlash from it. For all I know,
like, not yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, this is well over 15 years ago. But maybe now that I'm speaking on it, maybe that's what's gonna present the issue. Because I ain't never say nothing about it till now.
I ain't think you knew, but now that I know,
yeah, it's you.
Now you gotta holler at me. Now you gotta come back.
Yeah. So hopefully not. Hopefully not. And if that is the case, then I'm going to just go back and actually edit this out once this airs. If I do receive any type of text or call with them letters different, I'm going to go back, edit this, and it's going to be different. And I might.
That's
where the... Yeah. But, shit, that's it, though, right? We good? Cut the feed. Another episode. Hey,
thank you for tuning in.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you to appreciate YouTube viewers. We're waving at you guys. We greatly appreciate you.
And we're waving at you audio listeners, too, but... Go to the YouTube if you want to see it. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, comment, subscribe. Turn on the notifications.
And share. Share it.
Share
too.
That. You know what I mean?
Don't be selfish.
Even if you don't like it, right? Share it. Because you might not like it, but somebody you know might like it.
That's fair. That's a fair request.
Like, don't be a hater and not share it. Because not sharing request. It might be viewed as hating.
Might be.
I'm not going to take it there because I don't think it's that big of a deal, but... If you're not sharing it because you're hating, that's crazy. But tell me. Like, DM me, yo, I'm hating.
That's hard. And come on the show and talk about it.
Tell me why you hating.
Yeah, come DM on the show me. And tell me why you hating.
I don't think da-da-da-da-da-da, and you really ain't whoop-de-woo-woo-woo. Like, I'll engage.
I'm not going to lie. If you hating, I want you on the show.
Bring your hating
ass. Bring your hating ass on the show, man. Hating ass.
Bring your hating ass up here so we can really...
so we can get to the bottom of this hate, man. Bottom. Fuck you hating for?
You hating on me? Like, what you hating? You hating on what?
Yeah.
Nah, man, because like, you put a hate on...
you gotta put hater on blast. You gotta put him on blast. You gotta address the hating head on.
I'm trying to think, is there some shit that I hate on?
Gotta be. Humbly. It ain't gotta be crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna come back to next episode. I'm gonna come back with at least two things.
Talk about what you're hating on? Yeah. All right, I'll do the same.
I can speak on some shit that I'm hating on.
I'll do the same.
I gotta hate that shit.
That's a fact. All right, well...
But yeah,
this is the third time trying to wrap up the episode.
that's how black folk they say that's how we roll out.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna get up out of here. Now.
I'm gonna get up out of
dab
here.
Dab up. Yeah, man, yo, I'm gonna get up and right when you get to the door, hey, before you get up out of here, you know such and such. No, man, when? It's like, yeah.
Yep. Now you got that's at least another 5 to 10 minutes minimum.
Another 5 to 10, but I'm cool. I'm out.
All
I'm
right.
good.
All right, we out. This podcast kind of banging.